This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. First of all, I just want to, inshallah, say on behalf of Zaytuna College, the faculty, the staff, the students, the board of directors, and myself, Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah, to everyone. And we're entering into a demon-free zone, inshallah, and it's one of the great blessings of this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So this is a great blessing, and we have chosen as our theme the healing aspect of this month. It's both a physical healing, as we know now, even our modern science has shown how beneficial intermittent fasting is, but also healing for the hearts. The Quran reminds us, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يُزِيدَ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we reveal piecemeal. Tanzil here is in pieces, we reveal this Quran as a healing. And in that way, it's the dosage of the Quran. And this is why every believer should have a daily portion. This is the medicine you take. It's in our system of medicine, we have what are called maintenance doses for people that have chronic illnesses. Well, the diseases of the heart are always at our door. And so the idea of having a daily dose of the Quran is the maintenance dose for the soul to keep it protected and to constantly be healing the heart. So we here at Zaytuna are very appreciative of the immense support that has been shown by all of you. And so we just want to say on behalf of everyone, Ramadan Mubarak. And also a reminder, inshallah, for this Ramadan to really try to be as focused as possible with the free time that you have on devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recitation of the Quran, the night prayers are very important. All of these things are really, really important aspects of the month. It's ayyam and ma'dudat, they're very quick days that go by. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you the benefit of these days. And also a reminder that this is the time when the doors of heaven are open. It's one of those special times. The doors are always open, but there's a special opening that occurs in this month. And so our Prophet said, a dua silahul mu'min, that supplication is the weapon of the believer. So it's very important that we supplicate on behalf of beleaguered peoples, wherever they are. The Muslim ummah is really, in many places, just going through great difficulty. I think all of us have been in pain. Spiritually and emotionally, when we see the extraordinary barbaric attacks and assaults on the people of Gaza, the civilian population, the death tolls. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to give these people the martyrdom that they deserve. And we, inshallah, hope that this month will be a month of healing, but also a month that brings peace where there's war. Peace where there's conflict, healing where there's illness, and joy and gladness where there's sorrow. So, Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.